May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me read a couple of other verses to you. This is reminders. This is John chapter 14, verse 10. Philip asked Jesus to show them the Father. And Jesus said, "Have you been with me so long that you would say, 'Show us the Father'?" He said, "Don't you know that when you see me, you see the Father?" So in verse 14 of John, verse 10 of John 14, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, otherwise believe on account of the works themselves, and truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." And this one from Acts chapter 2, verse 22. "Men of Israel, listen to these words, Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know." That scripture from Luke, when it talks about what was happening in that particular circumstance, you have to understand that wasn't the power of Jesus that was coming out of him so that all were getting healed. That was the power of the Father. The scriptures made it really clear that we've said this a million times, we'll say it a million times in the future. Though God, Jesus laid his right to live as God down. And everything he did as the Father living through him. And so this power that's manifested through him and the healings that are taking place is the Father, by the Holy Spirit, doing that through Jesus' available humanity. And the indication here, the language is that all the multitude were trying to touch him, for power was coming out from him and healing all. There were times when Jesus touched people and did different things, but this indicates there was a difference. There was something even higher level, something unique in that situation, that it wasn't he was just touching people. There were people who touched his hem of his garment, got healed, but all of them could sense there was just power coming from him. It was just happening. He was just carrying something. Carrying the presence of his Father at such a level, and carrying the anointing of the Father at such a level, that power was just coming, and all people wanted to do was just get to him and touch him, and they all got healed. It's just some level of some greater manifestation, something that went on. And so I want us to look a little bit and say, well, what happened? In Luke chapter 5 is the story of Simon Peter's real calling, final calling, when he cast the nets and acknowledged Jesus as Lord and left his nets to follow him. And as he began to follow him in verse 12, and it came about that while he was in one of the, and this is like sort of the last, not just Simon Peter, but all the disciples, sort of the last place, they finally, okay, we're going all the way with you. And it came about that while he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." He stretched out his hand, touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy left him. Verse 15, but the news about him was spreading even farther, and great multitudes were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness to pray. Later in the chapter, they lowered him down into this, well, it was verse 17. And it came about that one day that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, and as he had come from every village of Galilee to check him out, and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing. Isn't that interesting? I love the phrase, and the power was present for him to perform healing. Behold, some who were carrying him on a man on a bed who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in, set him down in front of them, not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd. They went on the roof, let him down through the tiles, the stretcher, and seeing their faith, in the end, Jesus healed him. Of course, it made all the Pharisees and stuff mad. After he went out, he called Levi in verse 27. There's just these miracles and signs and wonders that go on through this. And when you get to chapter 6, and Jesus said to them, he's speaking, he said to them, this is chapter 6, verse, that's the first line. No, just forgive me for not giving you all the context. I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to destroy it? And after looking around at them all, he said to the man who had a withered hand, stretch out your hand. His hand was completely restored. But they themselves, the Pharisees, the Jews, were filled with rage and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. And it was at this time that he went off to pray on the mountain Olivet. And he spent the whole night in prayer to God. Now, when he comes off the mountain, he chooses the 12. And I've often heard it taught that when Jesus went and spent the night on the mountain, it was so he could get God's discernment about the 12. I don't think it took all night for that to happen. Now, Jesus is already stewarding a very powerful ministry. He's already carrying a great anointing. Already carrying his Father's presence and the Father's anointing. And people were getting healed, lowering people down on the roof, stretched a man whose hand was withered. And just all these keen things were happening. I mean, it was good, right? And my tendency to be, if something's happening like that well, I've pretty much gotten there. So let's just keep this thing going. But not Jesus. Jesus was always after more. Because you remember, he's doing this as a man. He was always after more. He always wanted to carry more of the Father's presence. Over and over again, he had spent all night in prayer. When I read to you earlier, things happened, but he would often slip away in the wilderness. Why? Just to seek his Father's face. Just to be in his Father's presence without distractions. And the result of it is, he carried an even greater and greater manifestation of the anointing. Because it says that he learned. Jesus grew. We don't see anywhere. He didn't sin, but he did grow. It even says he grew in wisdom and favor in the sight of God and man. Grew in wisdom. He didn't just pop out with it all because he didn't operate as God. He operated as man. He grew. He grew in the anointing. He grew in carrying the presence of his Father. After seeing these miracles happen, then discernment of they're planning to do something to him. At this time, he gets with the Lord, and God does give him insight in terms of who the disciple is going to be. And in verse 17, again, he descended with him and stood on a level place. There was a great multitude of his disciples and a great throng of people. And they came to hear him and to be healed of all their diseases, unclean spirits, and all the multitude was trying to touch him, for power was coming from him. There was an increase. Why? Because Jesus spent all night in prayer. Jesus often slipped away into the wilderness to pray. You see, the increase happens in the secret place. It's evidence in the public square, but it happens in the secret place. As a man, Jesus was desperate for more. More fellowship. More of the presence. More of the anointing. He spent all night in prayer, and it's not a coincidence he spent all night in prayer. That there was this amazing kind of anointing where power is just coming out of him. And they were all just getting healed by touching him. Let me just say this to you. We want the greater works anointing. We just don't want to do anything to get there. And it's not that. You know, the Lord told me that time. He said, Chuck, you got it all. I said, well, I want to experience it all. I said, he said, we'll receive it all. But what I've come to realize is there's got to be some shifts in me because I don't seem to receive it all. When Jesus came off the mountain and there was that man, we mentioned this last night, there was that man who had a son, whenever the demons would possess him, he'd have seizures and throw him into the fire. And he asked the disciples who were still down below the mountain to heal him, and they couldn't. They tried, they couldn't. When Jesus came down, and the Father said to him, this is my boy, this is what happens to him. I tried to get the disciples to heal him, and they couldn't. And Jesus goes, oh, perverse and unbelieving generation. And then later he heals him and the disciples come to him. And in Matthew 17, verse 20, they said, "Lord, why couldn't we heal him?" And Jesus said, "Because of the littleness of your faith." He said, if you had just the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, "Be cast into the sea," and it would be. I thought, wow. These are the apostles. They didn't even have mustard seed faith. That's encouraging to me, but mine must be microscopic. Now, we don't want to make an idol out of faith, but I'm saying this thing I said last night, that I'm seeking the Lord. I'm asking the God to bring about a shift in me so that I can carry, so that I'm positioned to carry a greater anointing, greater works anointing, and a greater presence. But that's all about my receivability. He wants to do some stuff to change us. And the more you're in the presence of the Lord, the more he changes you. It becomes easier to believe, to just receive. Because it's true, every one of us have it all. But we don't receive it all because of the littleness of our faith. That's the culture God wants to change in us personally. And here's Jesus, who we know as man never sinned, and yet he spends all night in prayer. We can't spend 15 minutes. He was poor in spirit. He was desperate to experience it all. And he had to make personal choices to position himself for shifts to happen in his own life. Jesus. So he would be positioned in faith to carry a greater presence and greater anointing. That's what I'm after. That's what I'm after. I want to be at a place where, no, I'd just like to have a day or a couple of hours where the power of God is so coming out of me that people are just getting healed as a result of it. I don't have to do anything. It's just happening. Well, Jesus didn't throw that out as a teaser. You can't ever walk here, but I'm going to show you what you could have if you weren't you. As we said last night, the disciples in the book of Acts, they were us. They were just you and me, knuckleheads who struggled to walk in faith, sin, have a history of sin. And yet did the greater works. Greater works. Greater works than Jesus did. That's what we're after. You with me? I don't want to cruise into heaven, stroll into heaven. And I have a greater sense of that than ever before in my life. I'm content with him, but I'm not content with where I'm at. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.